When we first notice that we get smarter through experience, then we try out all sorts of things. The youngest child does that even before it is able to speak.
Johann Bernhard Basedow said this in his elementary book. In its illustrated accompaniment, there is a plate consisting of four copper engravings under the heading
"The Beginning of Human Understanding."
The first section deals with the discovery of the five senses and with children who understand their surroundings firsthand through their experience and learning in this way. The pictures show several children who interact with the environment while two adults stand by and pay no attention to them. One of the children pulls on a bell, another holds his nose while a bale of hay burns next to him. Two others fight about a pretzel and pinch each other, and a child runs after a butterfly. Adults are either there and don't intervene, or are not even present. Basedow invokes pedagogical approaches that were modern at the time, rejecting teacher-centered teaching in which the pupils only repeat experiences that other people have had. Instead, he prefers that the children themselves experience nature with their own senses and learn from their environment and what happens there. Another section of Basedow's elementary book shows the
increased experience due to the drive to try out everything.
In the picture are five children alone in a room. They carry out different experiments on a table. Three of the children play with soap bubbles, while one of them lets a bubble float through the room. One child puts out a fire with hot water, and another holds a glass with a narrow opening upside down and looks on as no water flows out of it. Basedow's central topic is clear in this section. Children should be able to act on their own, without instructions or guidelines, and discover and experience the various interactions, physical properties, and laws of physics by themselves. As a comparison with Basedow is a picture from Frank Murphy's children's book from 2019, A Boy Like You. Two children are depicted here, standing on a table and carrying out an experiment, wearing laboratory coats and protective glasses. In front of them is a model volcano that has just erupted. Other materials lie beside it on the table. The approach of self-experience is demonstrated here, but in a structured and supervised school context. Care for safety is taken, but this does not prevent the children from understanding the interrelationships and experiencing their senses. Nowadays, many methods and approaches from 250 years ago have continued on and are further developed. Not all of the approaches have been accepted, however, and school children still learn many aspects of school passively. Ask yourself, how do you learn best? Through your own experiences and multiple senses, or in some other way?